Well, I don't think big picture they change much at all. Now, that being said, Byron is not Ben. And I think it's very important that we and he understand that. You know, he can't go out there trying to be Ben. He needs to go out there and be Byron. And we need to, just like I say every week, and this is why I make the point every time y'all say Haley offense, it's not my offense. You know, we're going to do things to cater to the strengths of our players, and it'll be, obviously that'll be critical when you talk about the quarterback position. We're gonna do our best to cater to Byron's strengths as opposed to trying to force square pegs and round holes, so to speak.
You've been in this situation before, playing the backup quarterback. What do you like about Byron, and what does he give you guys?
Well, I think there's a lot to like about him. I mean, I think first of all, he's a backup here, but he's obviously shown that he can start in this league and be productive. But first and foremost, when you're around Byron for a very short time, you understand that he's just got that it factor. Everybody remembers when he's coming out and his team's carrying him down the field with his leg dangling from the knee joint. And, that isn't something that everybody has, but he has it. So when things occurred in the game last week, I mean, there was a great look in his eye. There was never a moment that you didn't really believe and think he was a cool customer, because he's been there and done it, and he's just got that moxie that good quarterbacks seem to have.
Does he look like he's becoming more comfortable now, a couple days of practice under his belt?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think when he went into the game, you're talking, and that's what made it a little difficult for myself as a play caller, just that, you haven't seen him running the plays that we're running, and you're trying to figure out on the fly, hey, now he always checks the game plan and marks the things he likes and feels good about, and we try to get to those as much as possible. But, the fact that he's been able to come out here and have two full individuals where he's just throwing routes to the skill guys, and by the end of the week he'll have three, and running through the practice and taking all the reps. I mean, that you can see each day that he's getting more comfortable, and really that comfort has nothing to do with him knowing where or what to do. It's more just developing the timing and rapport with the guys catching the ball.
Todd, do you anticipate him having a full running back crew in support?
Rack's been out there moving around pretty good, but he's done that for the last couple of weeks. So, and when we get there, we'll line up the guys we have, and like I've said before, having Rack would be a great thing if he's available.
Todd, through half a season, what have you come to appreciate about Ben's game, and what are you going to miss without him out there?
Well, you're obviously going to miss him because he's in my opinion an elite quarterback in this league, and gives you a legitimate chance to win every time you line up because of his skill set and his ability to make the right reads in those situations and make plays when things don't go exactly as planned. So, that's a big, big piece of the puzzle that you're missing. But that being said, again, I think, Byron's here for a reason, and as is Charlie, and those guys work hard and prepare mentally every week to get to go, and now this week he gets to prepare mentally and physically. So, I think we all feel good. I speak for everyone when I say we feel good about going into this game with Byron playing and Charlie as the backup.
Do you involve yourself in the whole timetable of Ben's return, or are you just going to take him back whenever it is he comes?
Yeah, no, I'm offensive coordinator, so I get to focus on the guys that are out here and practicing and getting ready to go, and obviously I'll be, every night when I go to bed, I'll say a little prayer that Ben's a fast healer too.
Some belief that Charlie's skill set might be better fit to this offense and Byron, do you buy in that, or what's your response to that?
Were you just here, Mark?
What's that?
Were you just here a second ago? You weren't. You just
I couldn't hear anything.
No, I just said it's not this offense, It's Byron's the guy. Byron's in there. We're going to cater to Byron's strengths. No different than we catered to Emmanuel Sanders and Pouncey's and all the guys that are out there. We really, when I say that it's not a system. It's not a system. I think it's a way that I've been brought up to coach, and the way you maximize the players you have is you better play to their strengths. So when Byron's in there, we're going to do our best to cater to his strengths, and he has a lot of them, and no different with Charlie. Charlie has a lot of great strengths also.
Todd, that said, the fact that you talked about you wanted to keep Ben clean this year, I mean, does that become imperative now with Byron, too, that you're down to your number two man, that maybe he needs to get rid of the ball quickly?
I think it's always going to be, you know, at the top of the list of keeping people off our quarterback, you know, because as you saw in the game last week, you know, really when you went through that game, our quarterbacks took very few hits. And the one that Ben took, unfortunately, was, you know, he one of the few times this year started backwards into trouble as opposed to just either running or throwing it away, and, you know, it caused an issue. But, you know, we had a couple mental breakdowns that caused a couple hits on Byron. So other than that, you know, I thought up front we did a terrific job of protecting, and the quarterbacks did a great job of getting rid of the football, all but really one play. So this week it'll be no different. You know, we don't want hits on our quarterback. We don't want sacks. You know, we don't want minus plays. And we've done continually a better job, I think, of that as the year's gone on. And the less minus plays you have, whether it comes through a sack, a minus run, or a penalty, you know, the less yardage you're having to make up. So that's always at the top of the list.
Todd, you've had to go into games with guys down on the depth chart before. Is there any kind of sell job that's required to get the belief in the rest of the unit up?
No, you know, I think Coach spelled it out at the beginning of the week. You know, this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it. That gives everybody a chance, and the entire team, staff, coaches, all of us, to kind of plan accordingly and say, you know, this is what we're doing. So I think that's been a great thing by him, and I think these guys will respond. And like I said, it doesn't, you know, Byron doesn't have to be Ben or more than what he is, and it goes the same for everybody else. Everybody just needs to do their job the way that we're coaching it, and we need to execute, protect the football, and we'll make good things happen.